You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So this is a little ridiculous, but Jeremy said, hey, I tried to text you, and all I get is this notice that your notifications are silenced. And I'm like, I don't think they are.
Yeah, it's got a little moon there. Says Dom has his notifications silenced. So I'm like, well, are these even going through? Why is he doing this to me?
But they are going through without Jeremy hitting that, you know, send anyway.
Send anyway, yeah.
Just sending it. So it's telling you that they're silenced, but they're coming through to me, and I have nothing on my end. I've gone through. They don't make it intuitive, let me put it that way. Once you do the updates on your phone and they change things around.
Well, and then if you do the update, you know, it's generally wonky for a week or two until they release like a second update to the update. And they're like, oh yeah, we screwed some things up on that first update we sent you. Mm-hmm. So now this should fix everything.
Because I have never in my life turned on silence
notifications. Yeah, I don't know how that. I mean, and you don't need to text us. We've been going through, you know, the focus feature and settings. Yep. We've been looking things up on the computer. Yep. It won't shut off.
It won't shut off.
So I think you just need to go buy a new phone.
No.
Sorry, dude.
I updated my laptop's operating system too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh man. Things, they really make some changes between a lot of these big updates in OSs. Yeah. And it's almost like you have to relearn a bunch of stuff, and a bunch of the programs you were using don't really work anymore.
And then your apps don't work properly because it's on a new operating system. So you can't get onto your Yelp, you know, and leave bad reviews for a taco joint. It's always a pain, and it sucks your memory down, and they rearrange everything. It's the equivalent of essentially going into your favorite grocery store, which you've gone into for, you know, 2 years, knowing where everything is, and all of a sudden the cucumbers are back by the bread.
Yeah,
and you're like, what the hell?
They can't do that.
You can't do that to me. Stop it. Yeah, I absolutely can't stand updates. Apple makes it a little easier. It's, you know, a little more streamlined most of the time. But anything on, like, my laptop, which is, you know, Windows, it just jacks everything up. Makes it run slow. I hate it. I just can't stand the updates.
I'm wondering if there is a correlation with real life, you know, and how we feel about changes just in general in our lives. Some people are good with it. Some are not.
It's getting deep.
Well, I think we need to get deep with this one. I mean, because it's more than just this stupid device that we hold in our hand. It's more than that. It says something about us that we don't like having our favorite things move to a different place.
It's uncomfortable is what it is. It makes you uncomfortable. But I see what you're saying. Every now and then, it's nice to get out of your comfort zone. You experience something different. Maybe you'll find a new feature on your phone while you're farting around on it. I kind of get what you're saying.
Although, you know, I know you must be like I am at my house, where I have a place for certain things. Like my keys when I come in go in the same spot every time. My sunglasses go in the same spot every single time.
Yes, I have a little hook.
Yeah, I have a drawer, and I keep certain things in there, like, you know, the scissors I know are in there and stuff like that. So I'm married to someone who has no system whatsoever for anything. Her keys at any time could be anywhere on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if she uses something, she never puts anything back. So everything is always, you know, nothing is ever where it's supposed to be. And I don't understand how.
That's a stressful way to live.
It is. And, you know, brains are wired differently. So there are people like you and me who are like, I'm going to keep my keys always in this. Where do you keep your keys when you come in?
I'll tell you what was a life changer. When you walk in my garage, you take like a left and there's like our laundry room. And so I put a hook and basket system on the wall in the laundry room.
Mm-hmm.
So I can hang all our keys on there. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little slot where I can put my wallet and my sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been a game changer because it's like you immediately take a left, boom, put everything there.
Well, I always have a space like that in my house, but I'm married to someone who won't do that. And
this is a habit. You were talking the other day about how she can't put lids back on the olive oil.
She loses all of her lids for everything. Yeah. And here's the thing. I'm not talking crap about her, because she will tell you all this too. She will say, I have some sort of mental problem with lids and putting stuff down.
It's a future thinking, I think, because you are thinking about your next task at hand and not concentrating at the current task.
Yeah.
So you're just tossing your keys down so you can get to the kitchen and get to the olive oil.
I'm trying to be kind to future Dom and she has, she doesn't give two you-know-whats for future Gretchen. Future Gretchen is on her own and can just stumble through and try to find everything at the last minute. And I can't, but that's just the way brains are wired. And we have people listening right now who are in relationships that it's the exact same thing. One person is very organized with stuff and the other one is not.
Yeah, yeah. I honestly, no disrespect, I'm concerned about your future because you're a little older than her and I feel like one day she's going to leave you at the store and forget. She's going to wheel you in somewhere and walk out without you. You'll be sitting in the produce section. Where am I?
No, I think I think you got backwards. I think there might be one day that I go to the grocery store and I just don't come home.